Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back. I am Dean Weitzman, your host every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
Folks, welcome back to a great court radio show. We look forward to participating with you by answering your questions. Give us a call at 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal in Philly and beyond. If you have a legal issue, call me first. I cannot tell you how many times regular court radio listeners call me 6 months, 9 months into a claim, and they explain to me that they've been under representation by other attorneys who have not done the job that they had thought they would do. And would I look at the case and possibly take it over?
Never fails.
No, it doesn't.
Never fails.
I'm not exactly sure what the psychological goings on is under those circumstances.
They believe in the hype, whatever the hype
is.
They listen to court radio every week. They love what they hear. They get educated. They get some power through education. They have an accident, and then they call humdum in,
they call the twins, whatever. They call the dog, they call everybody Dean. Call me first is what Dean's trying to say, y'all.
That's the smart thing to do. That's the wise thing. You know, like, because everybody needs to know, right? A lot of these other lawyers that, that are advertising, they're not even from here.
No.
You know what I mean?
Some of them don't even have offices here.
Wow.
They simply have a wheel. And they've talked to some other attorneys and probably not done such a good job of vetting them. And then whoever's name comes up on the wheel, that's who your case gets assigned to.
They're playing roulette with your case. Yeah. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, sort of. And so all I'm saying to you folks is you give us a call first. My Philly lawyer has been here for 40 years on the ground. We work with every judge, every mediator, every arbitrator. We've got the system down. We work hard for you. Don't assume because your case is too big, too little, too this, too that, that maybe I'm not going to take your case. Make the phone call to 215-227-2727. We can help. And if we can't help, I don't have a wheel I spin. I've got folks who I've worked alongside in litigating cases who may be specialists in a particular area that I will associate your case with and work with them side by side to make sure you get the representation I would expect for myself or a family member.
Shout out to Jay Berger. That's my guy.
Jay is one of our great employees who sits down with new callers and spends oodles and oodles of time to figure out what's going on and where to best place your case.
Yep.
And oftentimes that's with us. So, again, don't make any assumptions. Give us a call first. We'll figure it out for you. And then good things happen.
Yes.
Call me first. That's what he's saying.
I mean, as an extreme example, I had a client not that long ago who I represented who had previously been with Humdung and Sumdung from
wherever dumb.
Yeah.
Humdung and Sumdung from Dumb Kingdom.
From Tallahassee.
Humdung.
Yeah, Tallahassee, Florida. You know, the one they got the brothers and the sisters and the mother and the father. They're all representing you. You don't see a damn one of them. You never will. And in any event, her case was tossed to the wind. Ooh. Not once, but twice.
Wow.
Twice.
Man, just for a second, we had a meeting, everyone, and one of the first things that came out is Dean gets a lot of cases from people who simply didn't call him first. You went to somebody else. They went to somebody else. The people, the hype machine. They got disappointed. It happens all the time.
Don't believe that.
It got to the point. It's almost laughable how he could call people out right now. You'd be shocked. You'd be shocked. He doesn't do that. Just call him first. Just call him first.
This particular client, after she got tossed to the wind by two other law firms, came to us. We geared up. We dug in. We went to the scene of the accident. We measured things. We brought experts to the scene of the accident. And she ended up with a $1 million settlement.
Ka-ching.
Wow.
Now, really, it's just, that's insane. Two other law firms handled her case and thought it had no value.
Two other firms?
Two others.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. See, I'm trying to tell you.
Now, that was an extreme example and one in which we took her case. I will tell you this. Sometimes folks go to other attorneys. So much time has passed that even though there may be a valid claim there, I choose not to get involved.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not promising you, if you've been to the whole world and they've turned you down, that you're going to leave us enough time to do the job that we know we need to do. So start with us, 215-227-2727, and good things happen.
Winning still matters most.
It does. All right. We're in the midst of the holiday season.
Hey.
Hanukkah starts on Sunday.
Does it?
It does.
Eight crazy nights.
Eight crazy nights. And I can attest to that because I've got my entire crazy family.
Everybody's up?
Living at my house right now.
By the way, so the repairs and everything have...
2 days ago, they completed everything.
Good for you. All right. Yeah. All right.
Yep. I think we're going to have a big Super Bowl party.
Let's do it.
All right. All right. I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in. Oh, got the car back.
No, you did not.
Got the cars in the parking lot, baby.
What?
Cars in the parking lot.
Repair. Mazel tov.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all. Thank you, Tactic. Thank you, everyone. It's been a journey.
Wow. No more Uber for you.
Never again. Hopefully.
Knock on wood.
No, you can get used to being driven. But there's nothing like having the independence of your own car.
Yeah.
There's nothing. You get more done.
You know what I mean?
People keep asking me to get a chauffeur.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's not true.
It's nothing like fighting for parking.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
I've got wonderful parking karma.
Well, I'm not talking about you.
I got karma for the parking.
But you know I'm right, man. There's nothing like the independence of having your own car and going when you want to go, where you got to go. Things like that.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Freedom.
There you go.
Freedom.
My people were free.
Yeah.
Us free.
Where was I?
It's the holidays.
Oh, the holidays, yes.
DUIs, holiday parties.
People like to imbibe, you know, give a little.
It's more than just alcohol these days, man.
Oh, yeah, a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little of that, a little gummies, a little cookies, whatever. But there's going to be consequences if you overdo it. And God forbid something bad happens.
Go to high holidays for a reason.
I tell people, like, if you're going to do that, have a plan. Either have a driver who is not drinking and imbibing, or plan to stay wherever you are. Get a room if it's a hotel. Get a bedroom or a floor space if it's your buddy's house. Whatever. But there are some distinct changes or differences in the law between the various jurisdictions that we all live within, whether it's New Jersey, it's Delaware, it's Pennsylvania, and there's significant differences. In Pennsylvania, there is no responsibility. It could change. We've got a very liberal Supreme Court. It could change. But right now, there is no social host responsibility in Pennsylvania. So you got a party at your house. You got a bunch of liquor set up. Nobody's watching anybody. And some people are hitting the bottle pretty heavy. They go out of the house and they wreck themselves or somebody, God forbid, somebody else. Is the person throwing the party responsible?
It depends.
Haven't we been down this road? I forgot the answer to this question.
The answer is, in Pennsylvania, absolutely not. week. Even if I've had a situation where, and there's always situations, folks, like if there's a scenario, I've seen it. A employee goes to a party, and the employee is, you know, an end-of-year party. Lots of employers have them. And unfortunately, folks sometimes drink too much. This fellow was a drinker. He had had a couple of prior DUIs. He's at this party, and he's hitting the liquor hard. He leaves the party, gets into his car, and he runs over somebody in a parking lot that happens to be represented by me. A very serious accident. It is. My client sustained a brain injury.
That is serious.
And we looked to go after the employer. I tried hard to go after the employer. And the employer was found to have no responsibility. You cannot be negligent as an employer serving alcohol to your employees at this company party. Shocking, isn't it? It is and continues to be to me. I think the law should change in Pennsylvania.
Well, what if they work in Pennsylvania, drank in Pennsylvania, but had the accident in New Jersey?
Very good question. Would New Jersey law apply or would Pennsylvania law apply?
Well, he's a New Jerseyan. He's a New Jersey resident. Does that matter?
No, I don't think that matters.
Residency doesn't matter.
So it's either where the negligence occurred or and then the question is, where did the negligence occur? Did the negligence occur in the in Pennsylvania where the employer overserved?
Well, that's the negligence there, right?
Or the negligence when he got into New Jersey driving drunk, i.e. negligently, grossly negligently.
But he had to drive through Pennsylvania to get to Jersey.
Yes. Which law? I'm not exactly sure. I would, if I'm going to take a flyer on it, I'm going to say that New Jersey law applies. The substantive law of the state where the accident happened applies.
All right, then let's
but
explain.
An argument could be made that the substantive law of Pennsylvania in that case. In our case, it was all Pennsylvania.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We did sue the person and people who served him because the employer hired a third party to serve the alcohol.
Yeah, bartenders and whatnot.
Here, that's a good thing. Like, if you've got a house party, you might want to consider hiring a bartender, a licensed bartender who a company that has a license that has a bartender. They place them at your house. Now we're talking about, yes, when you have a license and your license allows you to make a profit on the serving of alcohol and you're at a private party, then I believe we have a valid claim and it insulates the homeowner.
Does it?
Yes.
But you said in Pennsylvania, whoever serves the alcohol isn't initially responsible.
As long as that person is simply a social host and not a licensee who has a license to serve alcohol.
All right, I want to unpack this for a second, Ted. See all these drinks behind us, right? That's the house, and there's a whole bunch of drinks, and everyone is helping themselves. It's that type of situation.
They do that here, huh?
No, not here. I'm just saying at the party. Wherever the party is.
Yes.
They're helping themselves. It's a bar set up, but there's just no bar. They're just helping themselves. They get drunk. They drive through Pennsylvania. They have an accident. That's the homeowner.
Yes. And the homeowner has no responsibility.
None. They're helping themselves.
There is one major exception.
What's that?
If the homeowner in Pennsylvania should serve a minor, regardless of whether he knew or she knew it was a minor, if a minor is served alcohol in Pennsylvania and they have an accident, there's almost absolute liability against the homeowner. So if you're having one of those graduation parties from high school,
He's out of those.
And you serve alcohol at that graduation party or turn a blind eye to the fact that they brought alcohol and they're hitting the bottle, you as the homeowner might as well close shop because you're going to get hit hard.
Is there any insurance a homeowner can have?
Your homeowner's insurance may apply in that instance.
All right.
Yeah. That's a funny story because that I'm going to take us off on a small tangent. I represent somebody who currently was injured at a fraternity party.
That happens.
The fraternity built a stage to put their speakers and sound system.
Yeah,
something that you might see happen, right?
That's what I do.
It's what you do. You ever bring a stage to a place?
Yeah, I mean, I don't set it up, but sometimes they're already set up, like, from a different company. They may set up a stage.
Well, these brothers at the fraternity set their own stage up. Built it, set it up, and used it.
Right.
Had all their speakers up there, but then they allowed about 15 or 20 guests to get up on that stage to dance. Mm-hmm. The stage was made negligently, and my client, who's standing alongside the stage...
Not on the stage.
Not on. Well, she was on. She felt like it was too crowded. She got off. She's standing alongside the stage. The stage collapses, and she's under the stage. Both ankles are crushed and broken horribly. And so we sued, in addition to suing the fraternity, the local chapter, something called the Housing Corporation that actually owns the house and is responsible to make sure things go on safely there. We sued all of the individual officers of the fraternity who allowed this stage to be built, used improperly, had no control over how many people and what the weight was on there. And each of their homeowners' policies are now defending these brothers. This accident didn't happen in their home, but they're residents of their home. And when you commit negligence outside of your home, the liability portion of your homeowner's policy may apply to that instance.
All right, Animal House. Y'all hear that, right?
215-227-2727. We tackle the hard legal issues that folks throw at us on a regular basis. And so back to the liability of homeowners. If this same incident should happen in New Jersey, you're over the bridge, you're down the shore, you're wherever, Camden, it doesn't matter, and you overserve a guest who goes out and harms themselves or others, you absolutely have social host liability, the exact opposite of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And that's because these are all state by state mandated laws. There is no federal law that deals with tort claims for the most part. For the most part, these are state laws, state regulations, and it depends on what state you're in. 215-227-2727.
We got any calls?
This is where you get educated, folks. You got to keep your ears open and listen. Let's talk to Al on line two.
Hello.
Yeah, Al. Morning, welcome Al to Court Radio, sir. Thanks for giving us a call.
Thank you. I tried to get in last week, but I was the last caller, and you guys went over, so that's no big deal.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Yeah,
appreciate you calling back.
Yep. What's troubling you?
Well, I have a 2019 Jeep Cherokee, and it has a defective transfer case. And I took it over to the dealer to figure out what's going on with it. They said it's definitely the transfer case. But it turns out that Jeep no longer makes this transfer case. They've had so many issues with it, Jeep just said, and Stellantis did away with the manufacturer. So now you can't find this transfer case anywhere. I even tried to source it out used. A lot of the salvage yards, they've been cleaned out for months for this particular transfer case for this particular vehicle. So I contacted Stellantis. They're aware of it, and they actually gave me more information than the dealer did as far as the manufacturer, when they're looking to get another manufacturer to make it, to test it, and then all this stuff. So this is, they're looking at anywhere between the middle or the end of the third quarter before they can even get a manufacturer for this part. My vehicle's been at the dealership since about the last week of July. And there's no help in sight for this. And there's other, I'm sure other people are being affected by this because my vehicle wasn't the only one sitting at the dealership waiting for this particular part.
That's a great question. And Manuel, you can feel this man's pain.
I can. I was just thinking to myself. One thing I learned about car parts, I'll say this to you real fast, Al. When it comes to hard-to-find car parts, find a car club of your vehicle. Like, there's a Jeep club somewhere, a bunch of people that have Jeeps. There's always a guy in them clubs who knows where to get any and every part to that Jeep. Mm. That's the best way to find any car part for anything that's hard to find.
Let me ask a stupid question for a guy who doesn't really know car parts. Is the transfer case a part of the transmission?
There you go.
Yes.
What if you just put a whole new transmission in and not just the transfer case? Would that solve the problem?
It's part of it, but it is a separate piece of equipment all its own. So if I was to source out just the transmission, I would get just the transmission, and they would bolt it to the current transfer case.
I see.
So they're, yeah, like that.
Got it. So the question is, does a manufacturer have a duty to maintain parts for the vehicle over the lifetime of the vehicle? You know what? I don't think they do, but I don't know that for certain. The best person to answer that question would be a Lemon Law attorney. You're beyond the Lemon Law, which is, you know, 12 months or during the manufacturer's regular warranty, both of which are well beyond. And so it is not probably a Lemon Law case, but if there's going to be an answer, it's a Lemon Law attorney, which clearly I am not. But we do have Lemon Law attorneys on our in our network. And I would suggest on Monday you give the office a call at 215-227-2727 and ask for the fellow that Tactics had mentioned earlier, Jay Berger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Jay will give you the name of a Lemon Law attorney if you have not yet spoken to one. Who may be able to be helpful in this situation. I'm not hopeful for you, to be honest, but if there's somebody who would have the answer, it's going to be a Lemon Law attorney. And there may be, and I don't know if you've investigated this, some sort of a class action for, like, you know, people in similar situations who, because the cost to sue Jeep for yourself is very expensive, but if you joined a class action, now that's not going to get you back on the road tomorrow, but those are the two areas I would look at, either a class action or a Lemon Law attorney. Al, thanks for calling Core Radio. Good luck, brother, and have a great Saturday.
I appreciate you guys taking the time. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Saab. When's the last time you saw or thought about a Saab?
I was about 25 years old, so we're talking about getting on close to 30 years ago.
It was a great car.
It was a wonderful car.
Why do you think it stopped making?
Well, I don't know, because they weren't selling enough.
No, they were. It was a great, the model, the blueprint was great, but then American car manufacturers got hold of it and started to water it down a little bit, started to delete it a little bit and take away from what it used to be. Then it began to suffer. So I found this out about what I was saying to Al, is that there's a big Saab car club, and these guys got to know where to find parts because they don't make them anymore.
Right.
But they got it. They know where to go.
Yeah. Sometimes you actually have to have the part manufactured yourself.
That happens sometimes.
You go to a machine shop.
That does happen. I've had to have some welding done for a panel or two. Yeah. So you're right. But when you can't find a part, guys or ladies, go to the car club of that vehicle. You'll be shocked how many clubs there are for practically every car that's so-called obsolete now.
Guess what? And you'll see if it's a big problem, you might be able to network to get a class action suit started.
Maybe. That's another thing.
Could be.
Yeah.
215-227-2727. The number for all things legal in Philly. Speaking of drinking and driving, we had a story. There was a man in Los Angeles who got onto a cruise ship.
Oh, this one again. Yeah.
It was the beginning of his trip. His room was not ready. You ever get a situation where your room's not ready?
You got to wait.
You got to wait. Well, they sent him down to the bar.
That's what you get. That's what they do.
Go have a drink. Go have a drink, and we'll get your room ready. Well, meanwhile, he's at the bar, and he has 33 drinks.
Wow. Really?
How long did it take to get this poor man's room ready?
He wasn't care. He didn't care.
At some point, he probably did stop caring. 33 drinks, and of course, at the conclusion of that, he became rather aggressive and unruly.
Yeah.
Five security personnel on this cruise ship tackled him, and with the weight of their body, held him down on the ground for several minutes until he stopped moving. Dragged him into a holding cell in the ship.
On the ship?
Yep. Mm. They got their own little prison in
there. Well, it's a ship.
And sadly, about an hour later, he passed away.
Was this, wait, on the, was the, was it the ship's bar?
Yes. Oh, yes. Wow. Yes. Mm. Well, his family is bringing an action against the cruise ship line for over-serving him and for, you know, causing his death.
Well-known line.
Yeah, it's a well-known line. Okay. I don't know. Let me see who it is.
So it's Carnival?
Let me see. No, don't say the wrong one. That's bad.
It is not Carnival.
Not Carnival.
Not Carnival.
Royal Caribbean.
That's my favorite.
It is your favorite?
Oh, I love it.
Do you cruise?
I have.
I hate it.
I love cruising.
Hate it. Hate it with an passion. Yeah,
I'm hated number two.
Why? Yeah, first of all, there's always it's always full of 400-pound people. God, you know, God bless 400-pound people. I don't mind. But, you know, they're always standing in line, you know, getting their food plate. They come away with a food plate. It's like a tray with about 30 pounds of food on it. And it's the whole cruise is revolving around eating and drinking,
eating and drinking. Yeah.
And parties that get out of control. And you can never find a chaise lounge to lay at the pool and be undisturbed.
Well, that is true.
I mean, if I cruised, I would cruise on my own, you know.
Yacht.
Private.
Yes.
I'll get on Dean's yacht.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's respectable.
No speedboats in Venezuela?
Hell no. Yeah.
Listen, well, hold on. A cruise is a giant hotel on water.
It is.
Yeah. And you have cruised, right? Oh, you've been on a cruise?
Yes, several times.
Tactic you?
I kept trying to like it, but I couldn't.
The first cruise, I had the second best cabin on the whole ship.
Or that helps.
I just gotten married, and I was spoiled from that point on. That matters. You're right. But that ship is so huge. There are places you go. You'll be there the last day that you go. I didn't even know this was on the ship. There are places you can go to disappear from people. There are.
Yeah. You know, you want to go to the spa. You got to sign up, like, really early because there's a million people in the spa.
Hmm.
The chairs are all taken. All the best chairs are taken. And
I didn't have this experience at all.
It's just horrible.
How about when you stop at different ports?
And then, you know what happens? People spend money on cruises, right? And they have an expectation that they're going to have just the most wonderful time of their life.
The love boat.
And they never do. And so you're surrounded by 2,000 miserable people.
We just opened up a cruise line here in Philly.
Yeah.
Norwegian.
You won't find me there.
No. Oh, man.
Nope.
No.
Not really? Not going to do it.
No. Nope. No. I don't know, folks. Maybe, you know, people are, obviously, there's going to be people who are going to call in now and take your position.
I think the cruise line matters.
You know, but going back to it, and we got to take a break.
Yeah.
But it's like going back to the issue, when something happens like that, who's responsible and what law does it fall under?
Well, that's a very interesting question. And there are many subparts to the answer to that question, which we'll provide at the other end of this break. Folks, we've got 2 minutes to support our sponsors, some of which may be My Philly Lawyer. So listen carefully. We'll be back in 120 seconds. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of Urban One Incorporated, Radio One, or any of its subsidiary companies.
More legal answers? Here's more court radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yeah, baby. We're back. We're live. I'm still Dean Weitzman, and this is Court Radio, brought to you on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
So you mean to tell me that there could be people on the dial who are listening on 100.3?
That's right.
While others are listening on 107.9?
That is correct. And they can listen on both apps separately.
Does 103.9 like reach the Lehigh Valley?
Well, I don't know where 103.9 is, but 107.9... can reach the valley.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it could reach... You talk about Delaware, right?
I said, no. Lehigh Valley.
Lehigh Valley, no.
Allentown?
Allentown would be 100.3.
Ah, okay. All right, well, there you go. If you're if you want to listen and you're in the Allentown area, and I say that because I know we were up in Allentown a lot for the B. Braun litigation.
That's right.
And I'm thinking of opening a physical office in the Lehigh Valley.
Oh, another wow. office.
That's, another yeah, office.
That'd be dope.
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be dope. Yeah, why not? Yeah. That'd be how many? Three?
We're at up to that would
that
be
would
four.
That'd be four.
Yeah.
Be four.
We have the Northeast office in Northeast Philadelphia on Bustleton.
Yep.
We have our Center City flagship location at 2 Penn Center.
Yep.
We just opened. It's not staffed yet, but we're going to be staffing up and opening the doors in January in King of Prussia. At 727 West DeKalb Pike, right across from Buckman's Ski Shop. There will be a My Philly Lawyer office, and I personally designed it and built it myself.
Hmm.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Just like a
architect.
Just like a ballroom.
Just like.
Is that right? You get private donors to come in and to pay for it?
Not a ballroom. And so our next office in the coming months may be the Lehigh Valley. If there's enough interest up there, we're going to do that. So give us a shout out online and let us know if that means something to you.
I'm gonna say, how about City Avenue?
City Avenue is so close to Center City that
kind of why.
Although I know a lot of law firms move to City Avenue just to avoid the city taxes, but I believe in supporting the city of Philadelphia, Mayor Parker, and all that she is doing. God bless you. Yeah, there you go.
That was good.
That was good.
That was really good.
Yeah. Don't give me any more parking tickets, please.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not
no,
it.
No, listen, I grew, up, I grew up in the city. I'm a city guy. I went to Spruance Elementary.
Okay.
I went to Fells Junior High. Spruance. Gilbert Spruance Elementary. Fells Junior High and Northeast High School. I went to Temple. By the way, somebody on YouTube asked me what I thought a good law school is. And, you know, I'm obviously prejudiced, but I went to Temple University undergrad and law school, and I thought it was a fabulous law school.
Mm-hmm.
They are always at the top of their game when it comes to litigation training and moot court. And I've participated as a judge for the moot court competition, and it's always Temple students who are well prepared for that. And so, and it's economically not as burdensome as, you know, like, let's say Villanova.
It's affordable.
Or, yes. Well, I don't know if anything's affordable these days, but it is better economically than our other brother, sister law schools
and
in Philly.
On tune academically with any other in the area.
It was always like in the top quarter of law schools in the country. You know, I mean, if you wanted to go work for some, you know, white shoe law firm, defense firm, you know, one of the top five defense firms in the country, you probably shouldn't go to Temple. But if you want to get in there and fight for people and work, you know, in district attorney's office or the public defender or do what I do, personal injury litigation, any of those things. You know, Temple will serve you well. So I think that it's a great law school and one that you should always consider. If you're from the city, you get in-state tuition, and really there's no reason not to go to
and
Temple.
Shout out to Philadelphia public defenders. They're the best in the country.
They are.
They
have a heck of a reputation.
Yeah.
I can say the same thing about the School of Communications, Broadcasting, and Journalism, to which I attended. Temple is one of the best.
Yep.
All right.
Got callers, Dean?
We got callers. We do have callers, and so let's talk to them. Line two, our requisite anonymous.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, look, I have a real bad issue here. My wife's sister, she broke her fibula, and we took her to the VA. And they sent her over to Einstein for the operation. Long story short, all the way. They did the operation, I think maybe about 2 weeks later. They dropped her off to her mother, who is a cancer patient, at 10 o'clock at night. And I get the call in the morning. She's stuck in between the bed and the dresser. So we rush over there, and we get up. Now, my wife has been taking care. My wife and daughter has been taking care of her mother, who is a cancer patient, because Sherry was taking care of her. But since she had to go to the hospital, that's what she's been doing. So we rush her. We get her down. A nurse comes out, and she was ready to call 911 because she couldn't understand why. Why was she there? My wife and daughter know, and mine will tell you everything. But what happened is that I took her back to the VA. And once I took her back to the VA hospital, They were very highly upset when them doctors came and got her because I couldn't get out of the car no more. I couldn't lift her no more from that point on. They asked, who did this? Einstein. Einstein did this to this baby? Yes. And dropped her off to her mother 10 o'clock at night.
So let me ask you a couple questions. Let me just try to focus us here. What is the condition of your sister-in-law now?
She's still in the veteran. She's still in the hospital, right? My wife been getting all her medical and everything, all the paperwork together. They actually was looking for her. So a long story short, like I said, there's a lot of talk and everything. So her condition now is where she's in rehab, I believe. So she won't be released probably until somewhere in January, which give us time to get the house together, her apartment together.
Okay, so here's the deal. Your sister-in-law has a 2-year statute of limitations from when the negligence occurred. Let's assume the negligence occurred when they brought her to her mom's house where nobody would be there to take care of her. And they should have brought her to a rehab center. Then maybe there is negligence against Einstein. It's one in which your sister-in-law would have to bring that claim on her own behalf. So there's time. There is time. But I will say this. If your sister-in-law makes a recovery, and let's just say her recovery was delayed by several months because of this negligence, that's probably not a medical malpractice claim worth pursuing. The value of that claim may not exceed the number, whatever that number may be. Let's say it's $300,000, $400,000, that most medical malpractice law firms would deem necessary to spend the time, money, hire the experts from all over the country to prove the negligence and that the negligence was the cause of her current condition. If, on the other hand, she sustained some permanent injury that can be related back to that original negligence, then maybe she does have a claim. Her records will need to be evaluated. You probably would do well to have somebody begin ordering those records from Einstein, from her original admission, and get them all ready. But let the smoke clear, so to speak. Let's see if she ends up having a permanent condition, what happens in that regard. Then you should consult with a med-mal law firm. You can give us a call. Yeah. We handle it. Mm. You give us a call at 215-227-2727. We're going to want to see those records. We're going to want to have them evaluated by a medical doctor who would be in the same situation as those who released her, perhaps improperly. But again, you have a 2-year statute. I wouldn't wait to the end of 2 years, but you're only a few months into it at this point, so you have time.
But you don't have time.
Well, you got a few more months.
You got a few more months.
Let's see how she progresses when she gets out in January. Mm. So we'll keep an eye on it if you give us a call, and we'll advise you as we go along. Anonymous, have a great Saturday. Thanks for calling Court Radio.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Line 4, we got Gordon, Mr. Tactics. Gordon, welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to go over something where you had a previous caller call you about a transfer case issue with the Jeep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
let me just straighten out. With a transfer case, if y'all guys didn't know what a transfer case is, it is something bolted to the transmission, and it gives you the four-wheel drive. It transfer the rear-wheel drive to the front wheels. That's why they call it a transfer case.
Okay. Learn something every day.
And that gives you the four-wheel drive. That's why you hear some cars is front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, or all-wheel drive. When it's all-wheel drive, it has that transfer case.
That's why
back in the early 90s, Chrysler had this same problem. The transfer case were going bad, and they didn't have any more. And since these transfer cases were going bad, of course, it wasn't built here in the United States. They were built in another country. So we didn't have I used to rebuild it. That's why I know so much about them. But we couldn't get parts for it. So we had this guy, had this Jeep, transfer case went bad. He brought it to our shop. I tore it apart, and the parts for it, I couldn't get parts for it. I couldn't get a new one. Meanwhile, this guy is paying a car note on his vehicle. Mm-hmm. So this car ended up sitting several months. Mm-hmm. So he ended up calls an insurance company up. They gave him a rental car, and then he ended up calling his bank up that he was making the car notes to, letting them know, hey, I have a vehicle that I'm paying car note on, and I can't drive it. So the bank ended up suspending the car note until we fixed his vehicle. And then at that, I believe after 5 months this thing sat, 5 to 6 months after it sat, he ended up having Chrysler buy it back. Now I'm not sure. Well, he got the full value.
Yeah, the key there, the caveat there is that was a newer car. I'm assuming under warranty with he had a note, so you know it was probably within the first 5 years of owning that car. And I think that makes a difference when a car is 6 or 7 years old, like the first caller called on. I don't think you have as many options as you describe for your client.
Yeah, but I just wanted to let them know it has happened before when it comes down to that transfer case.
Yeah.
During
COVID, when shops and places closed down, it was impossible to get parts for any car. I had a lot of clients whose cars were involved in auto accidents, whose cars were sitting in body shops for weeks and months at a time. Tesla is a prime example. It's almost impossible to get parts to those cars. This kind of problem can occur, and oftentimes the end user is suffering because of it. Gordon, thanks for calling Court Radio, and thanks for your, the tips that you gave with regard to the transfer case and explaining it to me. I understand now what a transfer case is.
Yeah. Well, I know because I have that. I have all-wheel drive my Cadillac, and that's one of the things that got damaged. So he was dead on with that, yeah.
Yep. All right, Gordon, be well. Take care, sir.
Yep.
We have Gregory on line 3, perhaps. Gregory?
Morning, Greg.
Morning.
What's going on, Greg? How are you today?
I'm good. I need help with an urgent housing matter in Bucks County. I started IOP, Intensive Outpatient Program, which is a recovery home at Reprieve Serenity House in Levittown on October 13th. They charged me $200 weekly from day one. They tell me that their clinical and housing are separate, that there is no billing code for housing when charging my insurance, so I have to pay my own rent. I started working October 20th, and I got my first paycheck November 7th. I paid what I could, $50 in, because I was riding a bike to work. I'm not from here. I'm actually from the West Coast, from Washington area, and I got no family out here. And so when I got paid my first paycheck, I paid $50. I could have extra money to go buy winter clothes because I got to ride my bike and I work outside. Well, and then I get paid biweekly. So on November 24th, I paid $600. And then on December 5th, I paid $450, bringing me current on rent. So the moment I refuse to turn my COBRA insurance back on so that they can bill my insurance again, and I refuse to attend their clinical program, they tried to set up a three-way call with my COBRA administrator to force me to make payments so that they can bill my insurance. When I refused, they said I'm affecting other clients, and then they discharged me from the housing. Now they're claiming that their housing, if I'm not going to their clinical, I can't stay in their housing. So I got discharged Monday, and while I was out of work for a whole week, and while I was out of work, out of town, they packed my stuff up, put it in a bag, and kicked me out. And so currently I'm sleeping in my car.
Wow. Because
I got no family out here.
What? That's quite a story. We're on up against a break. I will comment on that when we come back. You can listen to the answer. We'll be back, folks, in 2 minutes. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of Urban One Incorporated, Radio One, or any of its subsidiary companies.
More legal answers? Here's more court radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yes, sirree, Bob. I am Dean Weitzman, and I am your host every Saturday morning on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
My Philly Lawyer brings you court radio where we tackle the tough legal issues of the day. But sometimes we have some delightful things happening. Let me just say with regard to Gregory, so one doesn't accuse me of forgetting about him, that when you live in a place for more than a few days, you have rights with or without a lease, and nobody should be able to use self-help to throw you out. If you called the police and showed them that you lived there for more than 3 days, they would tell the owner to allow you to re-enter. The owner must go to the court and file for an eviction. And the eviction then has to be provided to the sheriff, and the sheriff has to come and actually throw you out. So, Greg, I would encourage you to take some of those steps to try to get back into that house.
I did call the police.
Yeah. And?
And police told me that it's a gray area because it's a recovery home, and I signed pre-intake papers ahead of time, but I was under the addiction alcoholism is a protected disability under the Fair Housing Act, and I believe it's illegal discrimination and retaliation because I'm current on rent, and the moment I started paying rent, it created a, and they accepted it, it created a tenancy, and they have to follow the tenant-landlord
laws. That's right.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. The question is how to enforce that. If the police won't enforce it for you, you got to retain counsel. And at that point, it becomes so expensive and burdensome and time-consuming that maybe it's just better to move on to somewhere
else. Can he sue?
Eventually he can sue for damages, for sure. Mm-hmm. The question is whether the damages will be sufficient to warrant the litigation.
Gotcha.
All right, Greg, thank you. Good luck with it and have a great Saturday, or have the best one that you can. Meanwhile, if we segue in to David Sims.
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
How are you doing?
I am well, thanks. David owns Eatable Delights. What exactly is it? You know, I sponsor every year
holiday party?
No, Philly. It's the AKA sister.
Philly's Minute Cooking.
There you go.
Yes. All right,
And I think I might have seen you at Philly Men Are Cooking. Have you ever been there?
I have, a few times.
Yeah, me too. I got a story about that. I'm going to save it for a second. What do you do? Do you have a physical location? Do you go to people's homes? How does that work?
So we are a 29-year, almost as long as you've been practicing law, full-service, off-premise catering company. And what we're doing during this holiday season is bringing joy to the folks of Philadelphia, Bucks, Delaware, Montgomery, and Chester County. We have holiday packages for Christmas where you can have them delivered or pick them up on the 22nd, the 23rd, or 24th of December. And we have a wonderful spread for you today, and I've given you some of the things to talk about that we can give to your listeners.
Listen to this. The Arizona, I don't know where that name came from, brisket of beef with smoked barbecue sauce, ooh, barbecue ribs, smoky and sweet, grilled candied yams with honey and orange glaze.
Look at that look on your face.
Who doesn't like
look at the look
good,
on your face when you just wait. Said it.
Yeah, right. Who doesn't like a good yam?
A candy, one of that, baby.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we've got all of that in studio today for you to try.
Mm. I can't wait to leave here.
Merry Christmas.
You've got the fire roasted chestnut, which is crab cakes, Cornish game hen, cornbread stuffing. Wow. Let's see pricing. Ten. That's not really bad.
No.
10 people, $575. I don't know. I got 10 people living in my house right now. I wish I would have known about today's show. I would have had Dave follow me home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. But it's okay, because we can take care of you the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th of this month.
What happens after Christmas? Do you go into hibernation? Do you work 3 days a week?
No, I work 7 days a week. 7 days. But the great thing about the package is not only do you get the food, but you get the plates, the forks, the knives, the napkins, the hand sanitizer, and the mints for the end of the meal.
He's thought of everything.
It's amazing.
You've been doing it a long time.
Who owns this place?
I do. Lockstock and Barrel.
How do people know about you? Word of mouth, I guess?
Word of mouth, advertisement, good people like you that allow us to come on and talk about what it is that we have. I've been friends with Manuel for over 20 years.
Yep. He is known, among other things, for doing a great Christmas tree lighting ceremony on Ridge Avenue. He
used to
do it annually every year. Who's who of folks will come out. Great food there, clothing, coats. But catering is his thing, Dean.
Yes.
Tell people how to get in touch with you. If you want to get your family party catered, this is the man to go to. What's the number?
215-236-3900. We're at 1540 Wadsworth Avenue. And just for the listeners tomorrow is the last day. So you can order today between 12 and 6 p.m., or you can order tomorrow between 9 and 3. If someone doesn't pick up the phone, please leave a message and we'll get back to you.
Again, 215-236-3900. That's the number. Folks, we're all out of time again. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place.
The preceding was a paid program of MyPhillyLawyer.com.
WRNB Media, Philadelphia. Mixing live from the My Philly Lawyer Studio.